live from Hollywood.
It's the Golden Reach Show. That's Tess.
And that's Sasha.
And that's Fish again.
I'm Fish.
And that's Fish. I'm Fish. He's back again for a second week of a Fishmas season. I think this is.
It's the Fishmas season.
I can't believe we've been stoned since Dabsgiving.
We smoked a lot on Dabsgiving.
Tis the season.
Wait, did you? We're gonna dab again this week.
Jesus.
Yeah. Did you take a dab since we've been?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Just making sure. I just wanted to make sure that we've started off the show right. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Fish, where can we find you?
At Mike Fishkin on Instagram, at Gon Fishkin on Twitter.
Neato. And if you're in town, wait, can I invite people to your show? To your On the Rocks thing? Or is that like
Yeah, they could come.
I don't know.
Whenever I see the flyer thing
yeah,
on Instagram.
Yeah, just bring your friends. It's a really fun Christmas party.
Yeah.
We're going.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yeah, we like it.
On the rocks.
It's always a good time.
My favorite time is when TS shows up. He never stops smoking joints.
All the time.
Legitimately, yeah, I'm looking for him. All I see is a cloud over his head. Yeah, and it's always in the shape of an angel's halo.
It is. It is. Depending.
On the rocks, if anywhere that I have the green light, it's on.
Yeah. Yeah, we smoked a lot at the last party we went to.
Always.
We were like, do you want it? You want a hit? You're like, no, I've smoked a lot.
And
I was
like,
that's okay. But it was very, very enjoyable. And we had a lot of fun. It was a good time. So we're into the holiday season. We're here, you guys. It's happening.
And you know what helps? You know what helps the holiday season?
What?
Cannabis.
Oh.
What you want at your Thanksgiving dinner or your Christmas dinner or any dinner this holiday season, make it a nice piney smelling indica. Make the family feel like it's winter. Indica. I imagine that's what weed ads would sound like. It's indica. It's what you're getting.
When you're getting together.
It's indica. It'll make your racist uncle
less racist. It'll make your parents go to sleep so you can smoke more weed.
Don't worry, Grandma will wake up.
Yeah.
That mysterious New York skunk is back.
Yeah.
Yep. I got sprayed by the skunk. It really does make the holidays more enjoyable.
Yeah,
smoking on the holidays. When I go back to New York, which we're going to talk about New York, we're going to probably not talk about everything favorably, but we will talk about New York. when I go back, I love smoking back home. I don't know, you don't. Or do you like smoking flower back home?
I don't really like smoking flower back home.
I love it.
Albert, I'll have a pen or two, but I don't really like being stoned in New York. It's just too fast paced with a lot of stuff. And
I feel you.
It's weird. I'll smoke the same strain all the time, typically. And then I go back to New York and I smoke it, and it's a different kind of
right.
high.
Yeah.
Which really weirds me out.
Yeah, that's fair. I just.
I got time and place.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. I just like it because, like, I'll go where I grew up and stuff. And like look at it in a different grown-up light, because when I was younger, I did not smoke weed. I did not smoke until I was like literally 20. So I like to go to where I couldn't smoke and be like, this is, I'm just really stonery about it. Just like, man, this is so cool. I mean, I do feel paranoid, as I've mentioned before, but I don't know.
It's decriminalized in New York, so it's not even like that big of a deal,
right? And New Jersey has it on the ballot in 2020. My mom lives in New Jersey.
Jersey
so
sucks, though.
Yeah, Jersey's the worst.
The great things about Jersey, I always say, are like the views of New York.
Which is where I'm from.
From Secaucus Station is my favorite view of New York.
Oh, yeah.
From Jersey.
But you do have to drive on the turnpike to like see that, and that's a living nightmare.
But if you are in New Jersey, wouldn't it be nice to smoke cannabis recreationally?
By Elizabeth, because it smells like dead fish? Yes, it would.
True. I mean, I did smoke a lot of weed in Atlantic City at Warped Tour.
Nice. Well, what better place? Yeah, New York.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
It did make Jersey a little more bearable.
Yeah.
I went on the heater in Atlantic City, only smoking.
Heater?
Doing nothing else. Yeah.
What's the heater?
Lucky at the blackjack table.
Oh.
Only smoking. and I refused all the free drinks, and I came up.
Well, you went outside and smoked, or you smoked inside?
No, I smoked before. I was in the zone, hit the blackjack table in Atlantic City, and the hits kept coming.
Well, that's great. See, weed actually scientifically brings you luck.
I've definitely made some
very poor financial decisions while on the weed and off the weed.
So, yes, exactly. So
that's a case study around here.
Yeah, there's a control and a variable. I've done both. I've definitely been like super stoned in like pet stores, being like, I'm just gonna buy everything for my dog. Like,
dude, when I go home, when I come home stoned, or I just like go downstairs while everyone's sleeping, I'll just keep petting my dog and hanging out with him. He judges me so much. He's like, I know what you were doing. Sometimes we'll split pizza. It's really sick.
Well, I like once
I'm
I
such
went,
a good boy.
I was like,
I miss you, Max.
Linus doesn't judge me.
No, my dogs, often have gotten high. Rest in peace, Lexi has gotten high all the time. But
I feel like every cat's a stoner.
Yeah, well, isn't catnip like.
It's basically for cats.
It sounded like you meant like it's basically for cats, like I was considering eating it. It's basically for cats.
You could probably eat it.
You could definitely smoke it.
Once I went home and I went out to go take a jaywalk back when people didn't know I smoked weed and it was like a crime, and I had my dad's coat on. It was Thanksgiving, and it's fucking cold on the East Coast.
Always freezing.
So not looking forward to that. But I did have to go outside, and I came back in, and I like had my hands on my dad's coat, and I found his cigarettes, and he was supposed to quit.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what's worse? Because like he was like, he took his coat back, and he was like, my dad always caught me doing the worst things. Like, he was the one who caught me doing every bad thing I've ever done. And he was like, this smells like something. And I was like, well, I found your parliament, so... what's fair is fair. And
touché.
Ever since then, we've had an understanding. And it's been fun. And I can take my jaywalks. Actually, now, no, I'll still have to take a walk. I think my mom will make me do it.
You can't smoke indoors.
Oh, no. Everybody gets mad when you smoke indoors.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody likes smoking indoors to begin with, to be completely honest.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I don't like smoking flower indoors. Like, I could rip a pen inside all day.
Yeah.
I could just like be on the Cool Nerd Weed Show for another 8 to 12 episodes. Yeah. Like, we're doing a Jeopardy taping while dabbing.
Yeah. And just bang them all out.
But yeah, like, I hate smoking flower inside. Like, when people are like, let's hit this bong inside, I'm like, no.
No.
But what about the dab rick? It's this whole other thing. You're just like,
well,
vaping.
That's concentrate.
Yeah, I mean, that's not different. A lot of my friends use a dab rig because they're not smart enough to not burn their fingers off.
That's fair. It's a very involved
that's true.
Process.
True. Yeah. Unless you get the song.
Oh, I still have it. I'm like, why isn't anybody smoking it? I'm like, what are you guys doing over there?
But man, the flower inside is so weird. Like, when people smoke it at shows, I'm like, why?
Yeah,
it's
I mean.
It's 2019. Be considerate.
It's almost, I've tried to light a blunt up at a show, and they were immediately, like, Oof. Everybody was like, everybody else was vaping. I'm like, I need to smoke a blunt.
I mean, TS and I are pretty big inside smokers, right?
Yeah,
I would say we do
like it. I feel
like
everyone okay boomered you in that scenario.
Come
on, man. I wanted to smoke a blunt.
we are inside smokers, and it's very frowned upon. Nobody likes it.
Security came immediately.
I just never smoked.
And then hit it with TS.
And then was like, yo, can I get a hit of that?
Sour Diesel? Who's staying for the after party? That's a callback to
after
the last episode.
After hours. Yes, listen to the last episode where Sour Diesel makes you hot. But I don't know. I don't know what I prefer, but I do know that like sometimes I don't feel like getting my... Well, living in New York especially, I mean, I didn't want to get my fucking coat on. I didn't even take jaywalks with my dog. Like, I was just like, I didn't want to smoke outside. I only wanted to smoke inside. I don't know why that is. It's just, I like smoking inside.
Yeah, you just, it's relaxing.
Yeah, like in a bath.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, where do the thing?
Alexa, enable Adobe Radio.
In the bathroom. We're listened to in showers a lot.
Yeah, people like to listen in the bathroom. So enjoy it. It's soothing. It's our It's soothing.
It's been a
relax.
It's been a proven. So I don't know. I do like smoking inside, but I understand not everybody wants to be around it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't like the vibe of it. Like people who are hotboxing in 2019, I'm like, what are you doing in your car right now?
No,
we just did it.
We just did it on the way here.
I'm not frowning upon it. It's just not.
No,
my vibe.
I love it. No, I it's very interesting to me because I know a lot. I know a lot of people like that who don't like to hotbox.
If you're driving with us in my station wagon,
you gonna be hotboxing.
Yeah, like, I got the child lock on the window.
Yeah, you can.
maybe I just hate
like, no!
I hate smelling like it.
I feel you.
Yeah.
We found ways, though. I mean, I always smell like weed. Like, even when I lived in New York, I went downstairs when I would work at the radio station, and I would go downstairs to the outside, and I would smoke, and I'd still come up smelling like it. So it really didn't make a difference.
I've come through the studio during the day, and you're like, oh, yeah, TS is here.
Okay. Yeah.
You're upstairs,
well, my bag
like,
is always so loud. I open my bag and it's like, "Hello, weed, I'm here." No, it's and people, yeah.
I'm impressed you guys have this place smelling so good by the morning.
We do our best. We try.
We sanitize.
We do. We sanitize. We do our best.
It's almost like a Dexter.
It is, yeah. After. We put on, or like
get the gloves on.
Like one would think the soundproofing would absorb more weed smell.
Right. Which is why, and I even when I was on the all my radio career, I've never smoked weed inside a radio studio. When I was on the air with David Lee Roth, he tried to smoke cigarettes in the studio, and people were like, "Please don't do that."
I hotboxed the studio like twice ever. Once was with Fitness. It was the 420 episode, and me and Kenny smoked a joint like throughout the episode. And I feel like it was one other time.
Yeah,
last
live episode I ever did at the old studio. We interviewed a bong.
Okay,
and my friend kept hitting that bong.
Nice.
Very interesting concept because bongs do not actually. Talk
they,
back.
They
it
don't.
Was very what? They, yeah, I was like,
wait, what? Yours don't. Yours don't talk back. That's bizarre.
Mine hit me in the lip one day.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't know. I'm not a bong ripper.
You know, I was so into glass for so long, and then all of a sudden, I like hard node. I don't know where it came from. It gives me a headache. I don't like it. It's harsh for my lungs.
I think it has to do with the whole not liking smoking inside.
That too. Yeah, you really can only do a bong inside.
Yeah.
There's ripping a bong as you're walking down.
Those latex bongs.
Yeah, those travel bongs.
Those travel bongs.
I never use those. They have
pay
them.
For two tickets on a public bus.
Yeah. I mean, the Puffco has definitely been the thing to smoke
I feel
inside.
Like unless you're wearing sunglasses and have that in a Men in Black type case, you cannot bring that thing around.
It's so low key.
My friend, I was doing a demo in a dispensary, and I was talking to this girl, and she was like, "Have you noticed that boys just love to bring their Puffco everywhere?" I was like, "They do. They like it's like your bass fish in an Instagram picture. You're always just like, I have my Puffco every party that we've been to. He has his Puffco." Yes, and then everybody else will just be like, "What's up with my like?" Everybody has their own. It's pretty travelable.
It is.
He carries. I gotta get him a new bag for Christmas. He has this like crossbody bag. He puts it.
Dude, sometimes I see like a reflection and thinking their spirit's haunting us.
I was just thinking that.
Hey, one day somebody came and was banging on the fucking.
Oh my god!
On the windows.
This is on the air.
No,
we were live. We were live. This was 2 weeks ago. We were like pretty high too. Like
yeah.
It was like 40 minutes into the show, we were like edible high. We were high, and like there's I guess
people
park in their
parking
lot
and the parking lot
because the gates open.
I guess.
So
closed it at a certain time.
But they closed it at a certain time, so people are banging on the window. I'm like, TS, do you hear that on the thing? Because we're live on the radio right now, and I don't know what. So then it stopped, right?
It stopped.
So we went on with the show. Then it started again, and I was getting fucking my, I was getting goosebumps. Like, I was like, we're, okay. I literally said, you're going to hear live death on the radio. Like, I was, so like, I went to break. I was like, I'm going to play a commercial. So I went to break, and then I was like, can you just go see what's happening?
I peeked out the window.
And then there's a...
There was two people out there.
Just, like, looking in. And... Like, he was like, we're on the air, I can't help you. And I was like, don't go out there, dude, don't go out there.
We're live, go away.
Dude, what I would have done is, I would have just kept the tapes rolling and just fucking ducked.
Like, it was, and then I think by the time we came back, you, because I played two songs. I played two songs, and then you went out.
I went out.
And you talked to them.
I talked to them. I let them
through. He let them in.
No, not in here. I let them in the gate.
No, yeah, he didn't let them in here.
I didn't want them in here.
No, yeah, he let them in. We interviewed them on the air. It was like, now we're best friends and Instagram friends.
Did you smoke them out at least?
Fuck them. No, they shouldn't be banging on our window. I was so mad. I was so, usually we stay after the show and we smoke weed on the roof. I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. We need some fat burger. I'm so, like, it harshed my mellow so bad because it was banging on the window. It was terrifying.
I was expecting to see somebody like with a horse mask on out there.
It was scary as fuck.
It was.
Yeah, we're here late at night, Fish. We're not here during the day like you are. We see some things, man. Yeah, like
after hours with the Cool Nerd Weed Show is
it gets freaky.
Really
wait, is that
hours.
The week that TS made the Molotov cocktail and blew up one of our fucking associates' cars?
Yes.
Same.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, see? It goes we have some major problems.
Yeah.
We're affected. We've been affected. All right, I'm going to go to break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Eric.
Affected by the Puffco.
One breath, one word.
We've often contemplated that.
We have. We've often been like, what time do they come in? Like, when can we?
We live here now.
Okay, we're back.
And we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Tiaz.
And that's Sasha.
And that's Fish.
I'm finally composed again.
He was crying.
The thing I like about the pre-recorded episode, people don't know, it was 20 minutes of me laughing and crying about that segue.
Get it together, Fish.
And we're finally back. Instead of having to compose myself and get my shit together in 5 to 6 minutes.
You don't have to.
Sometimes two if you just do a commercial. I had those 20 minutes to myself.
We used to go on smoke breaks before we had the live show, which we love the live show because it like helps us do a show. Because we would be here until like 1 in the morning.
after hours.
But I am glad that
and your night at the karaoke bar down the block.
Oh, we love the night at the karaoke bar down the block. It was open comedy night.
Oh my god!
Where they made a joke so rough so, that TS gagged.
Yes.
Oh no. They ruffled TS's feathers?
His feathers were ruffled. We were trying to do show prep. It was before we were meeting you. I think it was...
I wasn't offended. It just touched me.
It was just gross.
It was just gross.
It was gross. Oh, and like, no, we just looked at each other like, all right, like, I guess we're not going to talk about show prep or anything.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, it was bad, but...
Hit the vomit button.
Yeah.
She did her job.
She did. She was effective. Follow us on Twitter at CoolNerdWeed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Fish, what do you do? What do you do?
What do you do, Fish?
Everything.
I don't know anymore.
And nothing.
I don't know where I am. I do a show every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Adobe Radio.
Adobe Radio.
And then I was acting as if I knew how to use audition effects.
I know.
Adobe Radio.
And Instagram, Mike Fishkin. Twitter, Gone Fishkin.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, wait, I said I was vamping because I forgot what we were doing. Okay, we're high because we've been... What have we been smoking?
Everything.
Oh, my God.
So
okay,
much.
So we've been...
Clowns like you guys on the basketball court.
Sour Tangy, 710 Labs. We've got some Guild CBD and the last of the Doctor Who Delta 8. By Guild as well.
I want it. Guild is in like places, right? We can buy Guild.
We can. Guild is around.
I would like to do that.
Who's up? Who's up?
I think it's
Fish. You're up.
Yeah, I mean, we've decided you're sleeping here, so you might as well.
Fire in the hole.
Might as well do it.
Oh, yeah. It's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day.
I wish everywhere I went in life was this controlled of an environment where I'm so comfortable I could just get as high as possible.
Aw, that's what the show is literally about. That's literally what our show's about. Is
there's something about being high in the studio. It's so much better than lovely. Not being high in the studio.
Lovely, lovely jumbly.
Oh, I loved it. When I was on the radio in New York, I was live. So, live. So I would smoke before. And then I wouldn't smoke until the and then like 3 hours later I'd be sober. And then the last hour of my show, I would get my one hitter and go to my old boss's office in the sales department and like smoke like probably like 3 or 4 bowls. I would be ripped from that but then. So I'd be high as fuck. And I'd do my last hour of my show, and it was I don't know what I did. I don't know if I made sense, but it was and it was 3 a.m, so nobody cared. So then I'd drive home to Chinatown high as fuck, and I would be so happy. And
I just saw a guy passing on the street and thought he was in the studio and just freaked the fuck out.
See, that's what we went through, except we heard banging on the window.
I would do. Maybe I'd moon them
at night. Everybody wants to know what you're doing.
We were alarmed as hell. We were not stoked when it happened.
Ground floor of reality.
At least there's 4 cameras that aren't on that are going. So if anyone killed us in here, no one would know.
No one would know who it would be.
In Adobe, no one can hear you scream.
It's
true. The soundproofing is fantastic in this studio.
And most radio stations, I think, are haunted. I'm pretty sure. Everyone that I've worked at has been. I've only worked at 4, I guess. But
they've only been around since 99. There's not much haunting since then.
We are in Burbank. A lot of people.
North Hollywood. There's
a lot of tortured artists. I just watched The Echo.
You've watched LA Confidential.
I went on a kind of bad date to The Good Night once.
That was like, Ours was a bad co-host date. On the
I guess it is pretty haunted.
Has there ever been a good date at the good night?
I wonder.
Yeah. I got a hug good night. It was sick.
Sweet. Yeah. I mean,
a yeah. firm handshake.
Very firm.
Very firm. Very firm. And all right. So, so we're going to talk about New York. What are we talking about? Oh yeah. Okay. So I keep talking about how it does bum me out because when we go back home, like there's really nowhere for us to go. I'm not a medical. I don't have a card in New York or New Jersey. And
well, I don't know anybody that does.
People, they're more liberal with it now, but it's not what it should be. And I would have to be a resident of New York to get it. So I don't have one. So it's very difficult for me to smoke weed that I haven't illegally transported over state lines. And you shouldn't do that.
Absolutely not.
So, but
ill-advised.
Ill-advised, but it happens. You know, because it fucking should be fine. But anyways,
TSA says it's okay.
In L.A.
In L.A.
But some places...
Oh, I feel like TSA would be your Canadian name.
TSA?
Maybe
TSA,
my,
bad.
Maybe my... my bizarro Canadian brother.
Yeah. He would... What would he look
All
like?
A lumberjack?
Well, you look like a lumberjack. All right, so any Hooter.
Oh, dude, Hooters people are, would be tight right now.
I know. Oh my God, I've been craving Hooters so badly. I've been craving chicken. I don't eat meat because it makes me sick, not because I don't love it. And I
just had some dab water. It did not taste as nice as my polar seltzer.
It usually doesn't. You can flush that out if you want to. Yeah, you fill that shit up high. Yes, I fill mine up really low.
Go easy.
Yeah, that's fair. But there is a place where people are getting their weed. Fish just walked out. Should we stop the show? I think we should keep going.
Yeah. yeah, it's just across the border.
So we're going to play the clip.
What might be happening? Probably happening.
Why didn't I do this? I didn't know about this until now.
Well, think about it.
I could have done it.
You can go to Massachusetts. It's very, very close. Bus,
oh, yeah. Spoiler
train.
Alert. It's Massachusetts.
Oh.
I forgot to say that because of mine. Okay. I'm going to play it because I'm
high. And now New York State has moved a step closer to legalizing recreational marijuana by decriminalizing it.
Critics still have major safety concerns.
Fish is back, by the way.
But as News 10 NBC's Brennan Summers found out, New Yorkers are still getting their high off pot. They're already buying legally right across the state line.
Okay. Okay. So, this is from Rochester.
Rochester.
A news network in Rochester, New York.
New York.
Yeah. So they're exposing the fact that the people of Eastern New York have easily accessible to local Massachusetts recreational marijuana shop right across the border, and they're very popular in the small town right on this border town.
By the way, it's very far from New York City. I'm just putting that out there.
It's far.
I'm still fucked every time I go home.
It's far from New York City. Like,
yeah.
How far?
Rochester or Massachusetts?
No, I know Rochester's far, but what about this border town where the marijuana is?
Yeah, it's about like 4.5 hours, probably.
4 hours. Okay.
Take a drive east on the thruway to Albany, then make your way a few miles across the border with Massachusetts, and you'll end up here.
Well, thanks for the directions.
Great Barrington, a small town that's big in the weed business.
Your customers are coming from everywhere.
Yeah, we've seen customers from every state in the country and around 20 other countries as well at this point.
That's Brandon Pollock. He's the CEO for Theory Wellness. What started out as a medical marijuana store is now a full-on legal pot shop. Voters in Massachusetts legalized marijuana for recreational use in 2016. Theory started selling it to customers in January. Pollock says early on, nearly half of their customers were coming from New York.
What percentage we have to guess is not from Massachusetts?
I'd say about half or so are people traveling here. You know, either on vacation or something like that, and they'll visit our store as part of that trip.
I mean, that's pretty much the same as it is. I wouldn't say half in California. Actually, in 420, the first year was legalized, it was mostly all people from California.
It was a lot of people from California, and I think the tourist traffic came after.
Yeah.
because they don't really know what they might know what 420 is, but you might just not if you're really new.
Yeah, yeah. But now I guess, what do you see in dispensary? You work in the dispensary.
There is it's mostly local, but there are some people that are just there on vacation.
But it's not half. Is it half?
It's not half. Not where I'm at. It's not 50% for sure.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But you're on the border of, you're in the middle of nowhere, Massachusetts, and you're on the middle of nowhere, New York. So like, yeah. Why are people coming there? They're coming there for the weed.
It must be the ganja.
It's got to be.
Let's
Theory see. Wellness has about 140 employees serving 700 to 1,100 customers on any given day.
Somers, New York, Westchester County, and the drive's about an hour, 45 minutes, and it's 100% worth it.
Mark Butcher is a regular, making the drive from his home in New York to his marijuana, picking items off a menu like you would from a wine list, with help from a sommelier.
You get the smell, you get the taste, and you get the high, basically. Aww. Yeah.
One smells so different. A lot of people just say like, oh, they all smell the same to me, but really?
Yeah,
really. You know, you really can smell the differences, especially when you're opening each jar so close.
Oh, so they do it deli style.
They're doing it deli style. Old school.
We're so destigmatized because like being on the East Coast, like that would be amazing. Like, I'm just like, yeah. Oh, these people sound like fucking idiots. Like, like a sommelier, but or it all smells different. Like, yes. No fucking duh, weed all smells different.
It all smells different.
But like my mom even said, like, I mean, when you're on the East Coast, like it doesn't actually on the East Coast smell different. It all smells the same on the East Coast.
Yeah, they've got some. Their commercial growers have already taken over. It's all.
So now relaxed. It smells so different. Who knows? Yeah,
I don't know.
Now it does. Back then it didn't. So I can see how it would be amazing. It's just funny.
Well, people just don't know because, I mean, on the Massachusetts for sure.
It's weird to see it's not prepackaged.
That is weird that it's deli style.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know. In 2019, they might have thought they would have stopped that.
That's weird.
Because they just went recreational.
Right. You'd think the first thing they would do would be package.
Would be like package. But I don't know. I like it. Carry on.
They all have subtle differences for sure.
Customers can walk out of here with an ounce of cannabis a day. And while law enforcement groups aren't sitting at the state line cracking down on weed coming into New York, drivers like Butcher can still get caught, but only for violations. This year, New York lawmakers decriminalized it by increasing the amount of weed a person can have without getting charged with a misdemeanor.
Everything that a common sense person would look at with statistical data shows that this is a horrible idea.
Livingston County Sheriff Tom Doherty is firmly against legalizing marijuana in New York.
Ooh.
He hosted a who's who of law enforcement bosses for a press conference earlier this year, warning of the unknowns, the cost, and the safety risk, especially on the roads and among teens.
I don't think it's going to help your kid be smarter. I don't think it's going to help your kid go on and live a successful life. I don't think it's going to help your kid be safer. I would actually say exactly the opposite. I think even if your kid chooses not to smoke marijuana and you choose not to, other people are going to be, and you are going to be in more danger.
Oh, no.
Now, we took our trip to Theory Wellness back in September of this year, and just this month, the Boston Globe reports a federal grand jury is now investigating contracts and payments between cities and towns in Massachusetts and the marijuana stores they host. Great bearing.
All right, shut the fuck up. So, right.
Enough of you.
So, yeah, there's corruption and big weed. Big fucking surprise. So, Captain fucking Sheriff, go fuck yourself. and listen, I love my father-in-law is an ex-detective. I have a lot of respect for cops. I really do. I am not one of those people who have cop criticism when it's unnecessary. That's some bullshit thing for a cop to say. You should not say that.
It is.
As a cop.
And you've got the platform, you've got the news, and you're just spreading.
And you're a cop. Like, if it's decriminalized, like, wouldn't you make people feel better about it by being rational and not spreading a fucking lie?
I think that dude sucks.
That dude fucking sucks.
It's like, it's so weird because depending on which station you watch, they probably had a different cop type situation.
Probably.
But
probably
also, I have
right.
to get something off my chest.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm a piece of shit. I rinsed out the bong water with a LaCroix. I had to get that off my chest.
That is, I mean, that's not piece of shit behavior. I mean, on a scale of 1 to piece of shit, I guess it's like a 7. But
yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy how they're still spreading like shit like that. But it's so crazy that like the local news station would be like that, but then you have songs that are all pro weed, these celebrities retweeting all this shit about pro weed and so much pro weed everywhere else, and then like Bumblefuck Town, Massachusetts, Rochester, New York is like, this is the evils of it. It's some like,
it doesn't like,
it's like some yeah, some local propaganda.
What makes me bummed is like Massachusetts and New York, it's very difficult for obviously it's very difficult for people to get their hands on like flower and weed, and New York especially because it's only tincture and edibles and
no
topicals.
They don't even have edibles.
They don't have the,
I think it's just tinctures and vapes.
Yeah.
Why do I they always say that? I'm so wrong.
There's no capsules?
Yeah. No.
MedMen?
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh shit. That's even
so
worse.
Dumb.
That's like, even
it's
worse.
It's such a joke.
It is a joke. It's also
they rob the people. It's like so outlandishly priced.
Oh, it's insane. It's now I'm curious like what it is in Massachusetts. Like if I had the time I'd go. But
yeah, so people that are they need their cannabis and they need it medically or however they need it. They're driving to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
In droves.
Which I guess.
Which is like is your only option to do anything at that point.
And like most people who live in New York don't have time to take like fucking. I mean, Albany, I guess. I don't know how Albany is. Far Albany is far from me. I guess it's
still
like
it's still far.
It's far. Yeah, it's a trip.
Like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, it's like a weekend trip. Yeah. So nobody has like who's got that sort of time. I don't know how the quality is either.
You have the Italian mob running the weed smuggler.
Yeah, they're just all going to Massachusetts.
Oh, you got two Tony fucking crossing the border with the nicest hybrids. Yeah.
I ordered two Capicolas.
A hybrid Harry's over there.
Yo, Tony Spinelli's cannoli special.
Infused.
That shit's stepped with wax.
I mean, that's Spumani.
Infused with CBD oil. I hear it helps with your anxiety. But I do think that it's good that New Yorkers have a place to get it. I don't know why they put that fucking douchebag cop at the end being like...
To scare you. Anybody that's actually watching the news.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Honestly, leaving the Valley is scary.
Yeah.
I don't like leaving the Valley.
It's fucking terrifying.
We live in a bubble here in California. And
I still feel like I get everywhere I go, I get shit for smoking weed, man. Like whether it's outside or inside or upside down.
I freak out more in New York for sure. Like here, I'm like so comfortable and everything. New York, my anxiety level, like for some reason, it just counteracts so badly.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a natural place to go. I mean, but when I was in my early 20s, probably. Like your age, Fish. Like I was like living in Brooklyn underneath a cop in a basement, smoking blunts like every night, unafraid. Like just doing it and inside. And this dude knew I was smoking and I was fine. So something shifted where, yeah, there was always a stigma and yeah, there's always Captain, go fuck yourself. But there's also more now, I think, ever. It could sway either way, and people like that are going to make it really fucked up. They're going to make people flee their state and their home to go get their medicine. That's not cool.
No, you got to stand your ground and get out there.
But aren't you not
out there and vote?
And vote. That's right.
That's his.
New York.
That's his answer to everything.
Right. Sign the petition.
It really is. Every time I get really mad, he's like, say a thing.
So like they decriminalized weed, and then it just ended up just being so shot with what the legalities of it.
Yep.
And then Bill de Blasio is the biggest penis head in the face of the earth.
The worst.
And what's his name? Cuomo? Like they both like suck. Like
they do. And Cuomo, I just feel like is just like antiquated.
Didn't they try?
Cuomo was gonna do it, but then got fucking got advice from the MedMen motherfuckers who just tried to make it profitable for themselves. So Cuomo was just like, "Hey, I'll listen to the people with money." Hey, and fucking de Blasio was like, "No, he had like some sort of crazy."
It's like everyone.
They're fucked up. They don't know what they're doing.
Everyone in New York smokes pretty openly now. I smell more weed in New York than I do in L.A. most of the time.
Yeah.
Maybe just because it smells like shit.
But, yeah, I know.
You got to cover up that pee smell.
Yeah.
It's something.
So it's
better.
Like de Blasio is doing what he says, all this good for the city, decriminalizing this, decriminalizing that. Mm. Homeboy had the whole police department turn around on him. Like, it
back.
Was some like
and
Gotham shit.
It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And Fitch is here again.
Hell yeah, yeah. I am.
Fitch is pretty high, I think, right?
Oh, I am
safe to say?
Outlandishly.
Safe to say that we got Fitch nice and stonies.
I wish I was a little less stoned so I could go to Little right. Tony's and grab a cannoli on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Sounds really good. You could postmate it. It'd be like a $20 cannoli, but you could postmate it.
Good four of them.
Yeah. TS and I postmate Fatburger to the studio almost every week after the show. Yeah. Like, for sure. We have major munchies. Yeah, it's important. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. I hope everybody is having.
What about Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut?
Oh. Does that shit deliver?
No. Fuck them.
Oh, Pizza Hut. I like Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is like what you got like when you had like
they
like
had
parties
like the
at school.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Like when you had parties at school, we'll like class right parties, now. You always I got Pizza Hut.
I think.
How dare you? How dare you?
Pizza Hut.
I mean, listen, I'm from New York, and I'm still, and you're from New York. Well, yeah, okay. That's why you don't like pizza, but I'll fuck with Pizza Hut. We're in LA. Where are you going to get good pizza?
They got a New York slice now, right?
They do. No, that's Domino's. Slice. Domino's has the New York slice.
Are you sure?
It's Domino's. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
Trust me. I know my shit pizza. I know my pizza. Pizza is my favorite thing in the whole world. And the Elbow Room has good pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Highland Park Pizza has great pizza.
I don't think
Highland Park Bowl has great pizza.
Okay, I've never had pizza from there.
Are we going to be here long enough for a delivery?
Are we?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Well, regardless.
See how long it's going to take. Yeah, we'll see, because maybe. We might be. There's a good possibility, because we'll probably smoke weed after the show, like we always do.
Dabathon. It's dab.
It's dabathon.
It's
What?
I don't know.
What were you going to say? What were you thinking?
Black
what were you
Dabs
revving up
Day.
To? Oh, Black Dabs Day. Well, I guess it's Cyber. No, it's not Cyber Monday. It's after Cyber Monday. It's
yes, it's Cyber Monday.
Oh yeah, it is Cyber Monday. Today is Cyber Monday.
Cyber
right?
Dabs Monday.
So I guess everybody bought a lot of stuff online. That's what I do. Well, I get. Hopefully, it won't end by the time. It might be over by the time we get off the air. But I don't shop in places. Going to places is for losers. I did once go to Black Friday once at the mall, at the Newark Mall.
It seems dangerous these days.
I went like in the middle of the day. It was like really...
Especially in the New Jersey,
weed.
Long Island area.
Like what? Petrifying.
Yeah, Newark.
Oh, fuck Newark. This. $21.
See, yeah.
$5?
Yeah.
Suck my dick, Pizza Hut.
Yeah. See, that's always the catch. It's always the catch. You could do that. Like you could do that. I feel like we did that. I feel like I did
that. Tried to have an Uber bring me some pizza, but they weren't having it.
Why? Well, I guess that's what Postmates. Because
it was like an hour away.
Uber Eats should have like where they do a little toggle. Would you also like to go somewhere? Where they take you your food.
For a little drive through.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Don't take that from me, Uber Eats. You heard that on the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Copyright.
TM.
Patent pending.
It's patent pending.
Oh, dude. Patent pending's a great band from Long Island. I love them. I'm DJing their after party on the 26th of December.
Oh, shit.
Why'd the lights go out, Fish?
I think it's... Hold on.
You know what would happen? I would text Fish at this moment.
It's midnight. Hold on. Free delivery
Pizza Hut. So the lights are out. And usually this is the point in time where TS and I would
get murdered.
Right before we get murdered, we text you just to see what's happening. So you're probably, if we do get murdered, going to be the last person. So just expect to be like, tell our story the right way. Yeah, just be like.
Air your show accordingly.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we're cool, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Air. Just make sure we air that we can. I mean. You could turn, we could just, it's only 11 o'clock, it's not midnight.
Oh, it's probably midnight.
Oh, daylight savings time, you guys. Yeah, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet. Yeah, yeah. Well, then now the computer's off. So, okay, now it's on. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end the show. I hope everybody had a great Cyber Monday. We are going to be back next week live. This was a pre-recorded show with Fish. Thank you, Fish, for joining us.
No problem.
And we've had a good time tonight. We are pretty stoned, and we have snacks awaiting us. Pizza does sound
Pizza's
really good.
On its way.
Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And stay medicated.
And stay dedicated.